Welcome to Daily Inspirations again. I want to thank you for calling in today. Let's take a look at what God has for us in His Word today. I will read a verse out of Philippians in chapter 4, verse 8. It says, "Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things." What a powerful scripture. Let's take a look at this verse in a little bit of detail. So first he says, whatever things are true, we're to meditate on these things. Things that are true. And next is, whatever things are noble or honest or honorable, is the meaning of that word. So whatever things are noble, we're to meditate on those types of things. And naturally, the natural man will be inclined to do just the opposite of what God's word commands. So as we ponder on this verse, it will just reveal to us what God's desire is for us to have in our minds, to fill our minds with these types of things, instead of dwelling on the negative, the bad things that happen or are going on in our lives or in the world around us or in society in general. Whatever things are just, things that are right and fair, we're to meditate on that rather than on things that are unjust and getting all upset about an injustice. We're to meditate on what is just. Whatever things are pure. I don't think I need to go into a lot of detail on that one. It should be very obvious that it is good for our minds and our thoughts to meditate and to dwell on things that are pure. Whatever things are lovely, things that are beautiful and lovely or wonderful. Whatever things are of good report, to meditate on things that are of good report rather than a bad report. We all know how the news is filled with bad news. And God's word is good, and we are to meditate on things that are of good report, to dwell on things that are of good report. We're to dwell on the good news and think along those lines, to think of those things. If there is any virtue, and if there is anything praiseworthy. And then he ends with, meditate on these things after this whole list here. So as we ponder on this list, there's one thing that stands out that can meet all of these conditions. That is something that's all of the above, fills all these requirements, and that's the Word of God. God's Word is true, it's noble, it's just, it's pure, it's lovely, it is of good report. It has good news for us, and it teaches virtue, and it's praiseworthy. So obviously that should be the first thing on our list to meditate on. So that would be my encouragement for all of us, is to think on and meditate on and to dwell on God's word today. And as you do so, may God bless you.